Interpol, World Day time for coordinating efforts in fighting human trafficking. France, human trafficking constitutes a modern form of slavery, denying people their dignity and basic rights. It is a crime that knows no borders, affecting people of all ages and regions worldwide. In the eyes of organized crime networks, victims of this crime are a commodity for economic profit, to be exploited and sold. Such networks make large profits through human trafficking as they subject their victims to mental and physical abuse. Trafficking can take on many forms. However, its constant feature is the exploitation of vulnerabilities. Examples include, among others, cases of labor exploitation in areas like construction, fishing, and agriculture, forced criminality, sexual exploitation, and organ removal. For this year's World Day Against Trafficking in Persons, annually held on July 30, Interpol sheds light on its work combating this crime. This year's focus is on the role of technology as a tool that can both facilitate and impede human trafficking. Traffickers are recruiting, transporting, harboring and exploiting victims abusing a wide diversity of technology platforms. These platforms allow traffickers to reach a larger number of potential victims in any region in the world. Isaac Espinoza Delgado, Acting Coordinator, Human Trafficking and Smuggling of Migrants Unit Global Law Enforcement must stay vigilant, work together, and leverage that same technology to prevent and disrupt this serious transgression to human rights, Mr. Espinoza added. Interpol coordinated operations. Although human trafficking is predominantly a domestic crime, data shows that international human trafficking is commonly organized by criminal networks often involved in other serious crimes whose victims are trafficked for longer periods and with more violence. Through regional and global operations, Interpol is helping law enforcement dismantle these criminal networks by promoting international police cooperation and using Interpol policing capabilities. By engaging in these operations, member countries act synchronously on ongoing criminal investigations and strengthen their controls to identify victims of trafficking in borders and hotspots for this criminal activity. Operation WEKA2 last month, Interpol coordinated police actions mobilized 44 countries across 4 continents. Amongst the operation's outcomes were the rescue and safeguarding of nearly 700 human trafficking victims and the arrest of 300 suspected traffickers and migrant smugglers. Significantly, in the aftermath of this operation, police in Togo were able to locate a teenage girl trafficked from Burkina Faso. The Interpol National Central Bureau in Lomé traced the location where the girl was held captive in Togo, rescuing her and reuniting her with her family. Operation Storm Makers. As part of Operation Storm Makers, March 2022, authorities successfully dismantled organized crime groups believed to be facilitating the travel of Asian men, women, and children across borders for exploitation. Throughout the operation, authorities rescued and assisted 80 human trafficking victims, arrested 121 suspects and opened 193 new investigations. Operation Tequesa 3 last December, Operation Tequesa 3 resulted in 216 arrests and the identification of more than 10,000 irregular migrants from 61 different countries. Other key operational results included the rescue and assistance of 127 human trafficking victims from forced labor and sexual exploitation, and the arrest of 27 people in El Salvador concerning child sexual abuse and child labor offenses. Victim-centric approach. Activities are carried out with a victim-centric approach, emphasizing the importance of victims' safety and well-being, and access to care following their rescue, to promote recovery and avoid further trauma. Source: Interpol. https://www.interpol.int/news-and-events/news/2022/world-day-against-trafficking-in-persons-interpol-highlights-coordinated-efforts July 29, 2022.